Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm Gabriel Itzkovich. I'm the digital wizard behind Voices from the Stars. And today I'm really excited because this episode is going to be recorded by me today. Susan is still settling in Cordova. She's finishing a couple of things she has to do, you know, and she's all the things that are involved in moving to a new place. She's going through this huge, huge change. And we decided with Susan that it was time to end season one because we're not the same people from the first episode. And my first episode was around November, and there's been a lot of changes. So we thought it was time to start season two. And so this is going to be like the transition episode between season one and season two. And this next season is going to be filled with interviews, and we're going to, you know, give a little a different approach to the next episodes. I thought it was a great opportunity to tell a little bit of my story and how, you know, how I met her and how this has really had an impact in my life, being behind the scenes on this podcast. So that's basically what we're going to be doing today. It's going to be a different episode. I'm just going to take the opportunity to talk about my childhood and how I've actually kind of been connected with star beings since I was a little kid, and then I got disconnected and then got back. Also, you know, I've never recorded a full-length podcast episode before, even though I work with podcast episodes all day and editing and audiovisual, but this is the first time that I'm like expressing my voice on this subject. So I think it's a very special episode for me, and I hope you can all take something from this too and have some inspiration that you can really open your channel and start to talk to star beings, because I think it's the most important thing, that really we can all open our channel if we really want to. So basically my story starts when I was a little kid. To be honest, since I was like 4 or 5 years old, I remember having dreams about angels, and remember that having a lot of dreams where I could fly, and just telling my mom, you know, just like yesterday, the angels came to see me in my dreams. And now I think of it, like, how would a parent react if their little kid says that? Like, some might, you know, take this normal, some might be even scared. But for me, it was very, very normal. And I always remember, like, I thought it was special, but I never had any doubt that what I was living was real. I know that it was a dream, but I knew that in reality, it was more than a dream. I remember having a special consciousness when I was little, and like knowing that it was normal for the two worlds to, you know, to live together, having this higher dimension or you know, a place with angels and star beings, which I didn't know how to call them at that time, obviously, and this physical world. And when I started growing up, I became a pre-teenager around my 12, 13 years old, and I started hearing like voices. And I remember at first it was kind of normal, and I, you know, like I remember telling my mom, for example, you know, my angels are telling me to do this, or I have this message for you, or yeah, I just like, you know, taking like something normal, like having conversations with the beyond, you know. Like I said, at first it was like pretty normal, but then I started to go into my teenager years, and it started to get kind of confusing. I remember, for example, in school, I used to talk to some kids. Remember some conversations, I tried to teach them about chakras and energy points. And for example, I remember once they invited me to drink, you know, I think it was like 15, 16 years old. And they said, hey, why don't you come over and drink, you know, some alcohol. I was like, do you guys know that your body is the temple for your soul? And obviously everybody would make fun of me. So I was always a little bit different than the rest. And remember at that time, like I started to feel kind of, you know, excluded from everybody else because of, you know, not being able to blend in with some things. But so when that started to happen, I decided it was time for me to shut down my channel and close my connection. I remember the exact day I went out of school, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to hear any more voices. I don't want to hear any more guidance. I don't want to talk to anybody else. I just want to be inside my head, and that's it. The amazing thing was that was exactly what happened. And so I started living what you could say, you know, like a normal life around my 15, 16 years old. And I stopped listening to everything else. I just, you know, cut down my connection. I couldn't hear anymore. And I was okay with that. And then eventually I grew up older, and I, you know, kind of as time went by, I started to forget about it. And by the time I was like around 20, I had completely forgotten about my teenager years and my childhood and all the spiritual side. It was completely turned off. I just was a normal kid when somebody talked about religion or spirituality. Obviously I had an open mind. I was never closed to the idea of something beyond, But to be honest, I had actually forgotten all of that part of me. It was like it was there, but it wasn't. I just never remembered it. And you can fast forward in time. Like when I was, like I said, when I was around 15, that's when I closed my channel. You can fast forward in time to October of 2020, which was from the date that I'm recording this episode, is around 8 months away from now. And that was when I met Susan. I remember I had this friend who is a friend in common with Susan, and Susan was looking for somebody to help her with her project because she had this gift and she wanted to share it with the world. And she's like, I need somebody to take care of all the technical side, the video side. But obviously she needs somebody, you know, to that she could be open with to talk about all these things. And so my friend, without even knowing if I had a spiritual side or not, he's like, I think you should talk to this person. And so we had our first meeting. It was around October 2020. And I remember when she came in, I immediately knew she was really special. And we started talking and it was amazing. I remember that day, it was amazing because it's like I started to remember when she started talking about the podcast. I was like, wow, the universe is really connecting us because I really have to connect with my spiritual side. And I know that she needs to express her voice to the rest of the world. And I think it was a very special reunion, you know, between the two. We really needed to get to know each other. I think it was like part of the plan of the universe for us to meet because we really needed each other at that moment. The more I talked to Susan, the more I started remembering and the more confidence that I had to reopen my channel. It's like, again, I felt ready to open my channel again and to continue to listen, to hear guidance and to connect with the spiritual side and to connect with the star beings. And something amazing that happened is the first time that I heard Susan speak light language, that was incredible. Because as soon as she started doing that, I had this instant memory of my childhood when I was around 9 years old. I think it might have been, from like between 6 years old and 9 years old, around that time, where I just, you know, I just had this crazy, you could say it was like a little kid playing, you know, like speaking gibberish, you know, something that didn't make sense. I remember making these sounds with my mouth and it wasn't like I was, you know, just like playing. I actually, you know, felt like I was, you know, receiving something. It's kind of hard to explain really. But the moment she started speaking light language, I immediately went back to a childhood memory of me speaking like that. And even though it wasn't exactly like Susan does, it was very, very similar. I remember, you know, speaking the same way and just like a mixture of singing and talking and, you know, trying to express something through words that really don't make sense in the English language or in the Spanish language, which is my native language. So immediately I knew this was very special. And then we started recording the episodes and I started editing, and each episode that I listened, it just connected me more and more and it gave me memory. And to be honest, it gave me memory beyond this physical life. I started to connect with myself and my other lives on a deeper level. And at one point it was amazing because Susan did some light work for me and she helped me connect to try to solve one of the biggest problems in my life, which is fear. I normally, and throughout my whole life, I've had a lot of fears for everything. It's like I have lived scared to, you know, say who I am or express my voice. And I've always had that fear, you know, like it's like I had a fear of people discovering me. And one time she did this connection with the star beings to try and help me solve, you know, and find out where this fear came from. And so basically we connected and it was amazing. It's really hard to express it, but I connected with a past life. It was a long, long time ago. I was a Roman soldier and I think it's very personal what I saw in the vision, but it was amazing. And as soon as I saw that image and I understood it, I started crying. I remember crying because I connected, I understood. It was an amazing experience. But the most amazing thing was that after that experience, I healed that part. I was no longer afraid to be discovered or to express my voice. And I started feeling a lot less fear in my normal life. I used to, you know, everything I did it with some fear. And it's like that fear got away. Obviously, it's not like I'm perfect yet or that I don't have any fears. Obviously, no. But I used to have fear with everything that I did or every time somebody, you know, would like discover who I really was, I would, you know, feel fear. And after that light work and connection and remembering, that stopped happening. So this being part of this podcast and working with Susan has really changed my life. Another experience that was really amazing, and it didn't happen too long ago, it might have been like around 2 months ago, was when Susan taught me how to connect with the star beings and not only receive messages at special times, but also consciously choose when to connect with them. And that was a real life changer. I remember the first time that I got my first message after, you know, she taught me how to connect with them. That was truly incredible. I remember hearing that first answer and knowing that that was something I couldn't possibly have thought by myself. And even though I'm no expert, I'm still learning and practicing. I try to practice, you know, at least once per day and ask a couple questions. It can really change your life. And I want to give a personal example with this, because after I learned how to do it, one day I was like, I had so much stuff to do. I don't know how I'm going to get everything done. I don't know how to prioritize. I was kind of like starting to get really anxious about my day. And so what I did was I asked the star beings, you know, plan out my day. What's the thing that I have to give the most priority to? And here's the amazing thing. For example, I had to do 10, you know, I had to edit, you know, let's say, for example, 5 videos and 3 audios and, you know, send out a proposal for a client, for example. And that same day, there was this workshop on entrepreneurship that lasted like 2 hours. And I obviously knew that I didn't have time for that workshop, even though it sounded really interesting. I knew that my priority was to get all of my work done. The amazing thing was, like, the star beings said, you have to go to this workshop. And I was like, but I can't. I honestly don't have the time. It's like, trust us, you have to go to this workshop. Normally, rationally, I would never choose to go to that workshop with so many work today and the same day. But I decided to, you know, listen to that message. And the amazing thing was that workshop was amazing. It was really amazing. And you got to meet a lot of cool people. And one of those persons that was in the workshop had a program for an entrepreneurship club. And they actually invited me to speak on a radio from Miami, which I'm having an interview tomorrow, actually. And that was amazing. And I was like, wow, because I think it's a great opportunity. And I'll tell you in a further episode what happened after I had that interview on the Miami radio. But it was something that I really wanted. And obviously, if I hadn't, you know, if I had planned with my rational mind, I would never have chosen to go to that workshop. After I went to that workshop, I came out so full of energy because it was such a great workshop that incredibly energy started flowing, and all the jobs that I had to, you know, deliver the next day, somehow, you know, one got canceled, the other one got postponed, and I found the energy to finish everything that I had to finish that day, and the day turned out perfectly. And I had no anxiety, which I normally do when I have so much stuff to do. And it was an amazing day, and this opportunity could have never appeared if I hadn't listened to star beings. So I just want to say it was a real life changer to reconnect with my spiritual side, and I'm still learning, obviously, but it's been really, really amazing, my whole experience with Susan. Susan is a really special person, and I mean a really special person, and I am just so happy to work with her. And honestly, she's changed my life. The star beings have changed my life. I cannot say that my life is the same before this podcast and after this podcast. And one more thing I would like to add, which is amazing. I'm an editor, and I've been editing for the last like around 8 years. And I'm really used to working with audio. And what's really amazing is that I work with audio to the milliseconds. And the amazing thing is that looking at a really small scale, I can really tell when Susan is channeling or when she's talking by herself. Because normally when somebody talks, and if you don't believe me, try. When you talk, you make a lot of mistakes. For example, I've made a lot of mistakes recording, which I'm probably going to edit out, and some I'll leave, you know, just to make it more natural. But we all make a lot of mistakes, and we have to stop, and we have to re-record, or we have great pauses. But I receive the raw recording from her microphone, and I can tell when Susan is talking by herself, because she normally makes mistakes, and she has to re-say some things. But when she's channeling, the audio is absolutely perfect. And I can assure you, I've edited a lot of podcasts, and no audio is as perfect as I've seen Susan when she's channeling. She makes, honestly, no mistakes when she's channeling. Sometimes she makes this little mistake, but mostly it's because, for example, she chooses a word and then decides to choose a different word for the same concept. But that's it. Like, she doesn't doubt. There's a whole bunch of things that I can see on editing that I can tell that it's different. Her voice changes, like the frequency of the sine wave changes. So I'm really surprised you know, like kind of like on a scientific level of how different she is when she's channeling than when she's recording. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed my story. This next week, Susan is going to be starting out season 2. It's going to be a totally different season, a new era. And we're going to be interviewing people. It's going to be like totally different. And we're both really excited. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And any questions you have, any feedback you would like to give, we're totally open to talking with you. So anyways, thank you so much. This is Gabriel speaking from his house in Mendoza, Argentina. Send your hug to everybody.
Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.